You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Kaylee Foster. Keto, paleo, gluten-free, and vegan are some of the diets you've probably heard about on social media that are known as fad diets. Joining me today is Carrie Durward, Extension Nutrition Specialist at Utah State University. Thanks again for joining me today.
Kaylee, thanks for having me.
So what is a fad diet?
That is a great question. Typically, I think of fad diets as being diets that are popular in the media. Maybe your favorite celebrity is endorsing it. There's probably a popular diet book about it. There may or may not be a good nutritional backing for that diet, depending on what diet it is.
So you brought up the fact that they can lack nutritional value. So why can these diets be problematic?
One of the wonderful things about being human beings is that we are omnivores, meaning that we can eat a wide variety of foods and get all of the nutrition that we need. The problem with fad diets is they often have you cut out entire food groups, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to lack in nutrients, but it means that it's easier to end up lacking in some of those nutrients. So you mentioned paleo. And so typically when people eat paleo, they avoid dairy as well as grains. And those are actually the main sources of calcium in the American diet. If you start eating paleo without thinking about the different nutrients that your body needs and where you're going to get those instead, you could really easily end up with a calcium deficiency. Another one that you mentioned is vegan, which I don't think of typically as much of a fad diet, but I think you're right. It can become very popular at different times throughout our history, but vegan's a diet that historically has been eaten by people all over the world in a healthful way. And so I feel like we do have a little more experience about how to do that healthfully. And with vegan, we want to make sure we're getting enough plant-based protein. It's different for every fad diet out there, but there are certain nutrients for each fad diet that are going to be more difficult to get or might involve eating foods that you're not used to get those nutrients.
So what's a good rule of thumb for people to use when deciding on a diet?
So I think an easy rule of thumb for people to think about is to choose a diet that doesn't restrict entire food groups. So like I was talking about earlier, it's totally possible to eat healthfully while restricting food groups. Looking throughout history, there are many examples of times or places where people ate diets that didn't include one of the food groups that we see in My Plate. The point of My Plate is it takes the foods that are commonly consumed in the United States, and it tells you how much of each of them to eat to meet your nutrient requirements without having to think about all the details.
Carrie Durward, Utah State University Extension Nutrition Specialist. Thanks again for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me, Kaylee. I really love talking about fad diets and how to choose a healthy one.
Yes, I think it will be. And be sure to tune in next week for more USU Extension highlights with Utah Public Radio. I'm Kaylee Foster.